Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander inviting you to be with us now on Wise Money. All we've been hearing lately is the fiscal cliff. Will they get it done? Won't they get it done? What are they going to do? How are they going to do it? Well, some of the things that we think you might be interested in, we hear about these tax hikes. We do have a chart here, and we're just going to give you an example about what they are looking at for taxes. Now, keep in mind that nothing's happening until December 31st, and then even then, if something just happens right away, they can fix it right away, too. But at any rate, Garwin, we have this chart in front of us. Let's touch on that and then some of the questions that we have gotten lately about this.
Okay, one of the things that always comes up is if we go over the cliff, and what happens then? Well, I got a chart in the other day, and here, this is what a couple of things are on there. The capital gains tax goes from 15% to 23.8. The dividend tax goes from 15% to 43.4%. Now, that's really tough on the people who are living on dividends. That's really going to hammer them.
Well, and they are looking at it as even just ordinary income.
Right. The Medicare tax goes from 2.9% to 3.8%. So those people are still working, paying Medicare tax. The top marginal income tax goes from 35% to 39.6%. So there are some dramatic increases in taxes that may happen. We don't know yet if Congress and our president ever get together and get this thing done. Then these numbers won't happen, but we don't know what's going to happen.
Right. These are pending tax hikes, some of the tax hikes they're looking at. So when we're talking about these tax hikes, the question that has been coming across is, what should I do now? And we discussed this last time, too. But let's expand a little bit about it. One of the questions that comes in is, what about having a Roth now? In other words, taking our IRA and moving it into a Roth. Now, for those of you who do not know what a Roth is, it is a way of putting money into a tax-deferred account, but actually it's not tax-deferred. It's an account that is a retirement account, an individual retirement account. And what happens is you pay the taxes up front. You don't pay taxes on the other side.
So the growth and the income that comes out are not taxable.
That's right. So if you do have an IRA already and you sit down with your CPA and you talk about the fact of you would like to roll some money from your regular IRA into your Roth, you are going to pay taxes on that money that you pull out from the IRA now.
Every penny is going to be taxed.
Right, because it will be considered ordinary income. Now, when you do that, keep in mind that if you pay it now and the taxes are lower, then you won't have to worry about doing it later on. And, of course, when you pull money out of the Roth, you won't have taxes due at all.
So this may be a time, it appears, obviously we're not giving you tax advice, but it appears it may be a time for you to call see your CPA and sit down with him or her and say, is this something I should do? If you got $100,000 in your IRA, you don't want to take the whole $100 out because you're going to be hit with ordinary income. But you might take a 10 or 15 or 20 and take it out, put it into a Roth. So, yes. Now, the other thing is you can take regular money and put it into a Roth. You don't have to roll it from a regular IRA.
Because you've already paid taxes on it anyway.
So if you've got a savings account, some squirreled away money, under the mattress money, this might be the time to put it into a Roth.
That Roth can be invested in anything.
Anything.
That could be a retirement account for you. When you put money into a Roth, you can put it into stocks, you can put it into bonds, you can put it into mutual funds. and possibly even annuities. But the thing is, annuities are already tax-deferred even before you look at the retirement side of it. But with the Roth, you've already paid taxes on it. Therefore, if you pay taxes on it at a lower rate, you're going to be a lot better off than down the line when you want to do it later. And when you put money into a Roth and you pull money out, you're not going to have any tax due at that time.
We know the tax rates are going up. It's just an absolute guarantee. One of the few things we can guarantee that the taxes are going to go up. They have to.
Well, we're sure it will happen. Yeah. The other thing is, don't forget you can add to your IRAs. And it's $5,000 this year for a regular investor. And next year, it's supposed to go up to $5,500. You can also add extra to your 401k. The most you can put into a 401k is like $17,000, and next year it's supposed to go up to $17,500. Now, that may change, too, with all of the talk that they're going through. But don't forget, you can add to your IRA and your retirement plan at work. By doing that, you are taking money out of your taxable account.
Yes.
And that makes a big difference. Plus, it adds to your retirement down the line.
Mm-hmm. Now, you could also put a private pension in for yourself.
You better explain that more at length.
All right. As Leanne said, an annuity is tax-deferred in their growth. So if you had $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, you've already paid taxes on that. You could put your money into the annuity. And the annuity grows tax-deferred, so you don't pay current taxes on it. So I call it a private pension.
Because you can take money that's your regular money and put it into an annuity that's going to grow tax-deferred, like an IRA would go tax-deferred.
Right. So obviously the perfect investment would be tax-deferred, tax-free coming out, and non-taxable going in. There is no such a thing. Trying to say that, but there is no such a beast. But this works out very well for some supplemental growth, supplemental income that you want to get down the road.
Don't forget, if you have big gains in some of your stock, you can also go ahead and sell that stock for the gains. You can also go back into it later. And when you buy it back, you might buy it back at a cheaper price. But when you have big gains like that, do it at this tax rate rather than a bigger tax rate. The other thing is you can accumulate your losses. You can sell for losses, too, and build up accumulation that can go against gains at a later time. So there are a couple ideas, and I think we mentioned those last week.
We talked about those before, yes.
So when you're looking at these different things, take into these things into consideration. You can add to your IRAs. You can roll some of your IRA into a Roth. You can add to a Roth. You can take gains and you can take losses. But sit down and work it out carefully. And if you're going to make some major changes, talk to your CPA. Don't forget that you can also give to charities now and foundations. We've had someone speak on foundations, and we know that there's charities out there that would love to have your money. And we're going to have someone else speak on a different kind of a foundation a little bit later in December. So there's a lot of different options made available for you. Now, when we talk about setting up an account, and we talk about your IRAs, and we talk about your regular accounts, keep in mind that they're looking at dividends very, very carefully. And they're looking at giving them a higher tax rate. So a lot of companies are actually paying dividends this year instead of next year. And why are they doing that? Because of the tax rate.
Interesting article in the Wall Street Journal on Friday talked about Costco just paid $3.5 billion out in dividends, $7 a share. Not too shabby. I wish we had more than zero, Leanne, on Costco stock right now. But interesting, of course, was all the board members and the president or CEO of the company had gazillions of shares, and the president or the CEO had got $14 million of dividends. The reason they did it now, obvious. They're trying to get it done before the new tax rates come in.
Because they really don't know what's going to happen.
They really don't know. But they're guessing it's going to happen. So they pushed it in. But the ironic thing was they borrowed the money to pay it. That's
that was kind of interesting.
That's not what normal dividends are done. They don't borrow the money to pay dividends.
But this is what they did this time because they want to get ahead of the game.
Right,
they
want to get
ahead
of the game.
Back. And several different companies have been coming out with dividends now, special dividends now instead of after the first of the year. Now, if you have a concern about the dividends, one of the things to consider is going ahead and being sure that your IRA holds the dividend-paying stocks. You can change your allocation. You can have dividend-paying stock outside the IRA, definitely. A lot of people do. But if you are concerned about those dividends coming in and you don't need them to live on, because generally dividends are there for income, you could be sure that your IRAs and your retirement accounts can hold more of the dividend-paying stocks or dividend-paying mutual funds. That way, you're not paying any taxes on those dividends. Remember, they can go back in and reinvest. You're not paying any taxes on it because you don't pull those dividends out of that retirement account unless you're going to live on it and then pay tax on it. But most of the time, you will pull out a lump sum from an IRA and use it. And the dividends have already been declared within that IRA or within that retirement account. And when they've been declared in there, you reinvest it, but you don't do anything with it when it comes to the tax man, not until you actually pull money from your IRA.
Very quickly, Leanne, what's a dividend?
A dividend is simply when the company is making nice gains and nice profits, they're passing those profits on to the shareholder. And we look at older people, and that's one of the things people will use for income purposes are the dividends. They are actually paying you for being a shareholder, and they made profits. Walmart pays dividends. 3M pays dividends.
Costco pays fabulous dividends.
It's all the big companies, the large companies. Surprisingly enough, in some of the foreign countries, even some of the smaller and mid-sized companies actually pay dividends. In fact, there's a couple mutual funds that hold what they call Asia dividend funds. It's an Asia dividend fund, and it's more of the mid-sized companies. They actually pay dividends. Some of the mid-sized companies will pay dividends, but basically the dividends come from the very, very large companies.
The big boys.
And they're passing those earnings on to the shareholder.
Here's a reward, Leanne, for owning our stock and being with us while we grew, and now here's some of the profits.
That's right. And when we've been talking about IRAs, don't forget you also have the 403Bs. That's another retirement account, and that's for the teachers, et cetera, or the nurses.
Public employees.
So there's ways of building within your IRAs and within your retirement accounts to give you a tax deduction on your regular IRS statement.
Do it now. Don't wait till December 28th. You may not be able to get it done.
Yeah, don't wait till the last minute.
That's always the danger, that we wait till the end. We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us here at wisemoney@klbbradio.com or give us a call at 651-436-3997 or 952-835-4136. We'd be delighted to hear from you because it's always nice to answer questions. And thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.